Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
That's Dennis Halnon. He's back from vacation.
Yeah.
But if he wasn't coming back, we'd have Marco, you know.
And I'll bet you guys had a ton of fun with Marco.
We really did. Marco was great.
Yeah.
Good to have him. He had did a nice shout out to his gringo friends, as he calls them. So it was good. It was all good. But it's just a regular show today. Feel free to get online before the snow, before you have to get up your milk, get your milk and bread, right? We don't have kids right at home anymore, so we just drink soda. No, I'm just kidding. but we're not rushing out the way everyone else is. But feel free to get on the line and we'll help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. 860-522-9842 is the number as we get ready for snow. What just popped into my head was White Christmas, the song Snow.
Oh, yeah.
I bet you that's what Carolyn's going to play. Everything's going to be based on snow today. We don't know. So what's going on in the technology world? Well, you guys heard about the MoveIt breach.
Oh, yeah.
We've been talking about MoveIt for maybe 4 or 5 months now.
Yeah, 4 months anyway.
And basically, MoveIt is a tool that companies use to move data from one system to the next, and pretty popular tool.
Yeah, especially if you're sharing it outside of your organization.
Yeah. So my family got a letter from from a company called Welltalk.
Welltalk?
Yeah. Well, who's Welltalk, right? I don't know who Welltalk is.
Yeah.
Who the heck is Welltalk? Well, Welltalk is a healthcare software company that it turns out, you know, my son had a procedure done last Christmas, a pretty major one. They rebuilt his whole face. Mm-hmm. He looks amazing now, by the way. And his face works. But somehow...
That's good.
Yeah. Somehow, his data was... his medical data was part of an 8.5 million record breach, thanks to MoveIt again.
Whoa.
And they sent us a letter, which is sitting on my, you know, kitchen counter, that says, hey, if you want, we can go ahead and give you some identity theft protection using Experian. I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. That thanks, you want.
Thanks so much.
Oh, yeah.
So, of course, we're not going to bother with that. No. But the point is, Welltalk was breached, whoever they were. And again, the letter didn't come from any of the facilities that he used.
Right.
For somehow, they seemed to, you know, they probably said to Welltalk, hey, you better send a letter because we use your software, but you don't want to link us to you. Well, it is your fault, facility. I won't bring you up, but it is the facility's fault for using Welltalk.
Right. And if I got that letter, and I'm sure you asked yourself the same question,
right,
who is it that bought the service from Welltalk,
right,
that got me into this trouble?
Exactly. That's exactly what
and
I said.
And you would want to hear from that person or company.
Right.
Yeah.
So why do I bring this up? Well, I bring it up because it impacted me, but it impacts millions and millions and millions. We've talked about this impacting so many people. Basically, it's this MoveIt software. And if you want, it's by Progress, and I happen to bring the Slick that markets the tool.
Oh, wow, that must have a lot of really helpful information in it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I found it really good. So here's kind of the leading thing. It's MoveIt Transfer is the industry's leading secure managed file transfer software. Progress MoveIt is the leading secure managed file transfer software used by thousands of organizations, great, worldwide, to provide complete visibility and control over the file transfer activities. Whether it's deployed as software as a service or in the cloud or on premises, MoveIt Transfer enables your organization to meet compliance standards. Really?
Oh, yeah.
Easily ensure the reliability of core business processes. Really? And secure the transfer of sensitive data. Clearly not. Now, here's the thing. Here are the enhanced security compliance aspects of this software, Dennis.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
FIPS 140-2 validated AES 256 cryptography.
Well, oh.
That's all well and good.
Yeah.
Unless you can log in and get access to the
data. Right, because once you've logged in, it's reading the data
unencrypted. Users' authorizations, authentications, delivery confirmations, non-repudiated and hardened platform configurations. Really? MoveIt transfer log activities in a tamper-evident database. Well, the funny thing about some of these breaches is they're like, you know, we thought we were breached, and then we weren't sure we were breached. Then we spent a few months trying to figure out if we were breached, and then it turns out we were breached. Really good logging here. tamper evident, I hear. Yeah, really good. So they can comply with ISO 27001, HIPAA, PCI, GDPR, SOX, BASE, all these compliance frameworks.
Right.
So again, useless. All these frameworks are useless in this case when you have a product that has a zero-day vulnerability.
Right.
So again, we want you to become compliant. It is our job to help many companies become compliant. But the irony of this is, this is all about, they have supposedly all this security, all this encryption, all this technology in place. They followed all these frameworks to be all fully compliant, and my data is sitting in some bad guy's hands.
Right.
Is there a problem here?
Oh, there's definitely a problem. And the problem is, you can do, I said it off the air, you can do 500 different things to keep your data secure.
Right.
But if you don't do one of them
right,
then the other 499 don't even matter.
So it's a zero-day vulnerability that bad guys were leveraging.
Right.
And you can be encrypted to the hilt, but if they can get in.
Right. Encryption doesn't help when the bad guys can authenticate.
Right. And I guess you got to ask the question, I mean, why do they need to keep this data? My son's face was fixed. What do you need it for? Maybe you should get rid of it. I mean, bills are paid. What do you need it for?
Well, the thing, when this was first discussed, I think we even talked about it on the air, and what was going on that caused so much data to be exposed.
Right.
Because something that's like a transit method to get data from one point to another, there shouldn't be anything sitting around to be read.
Correct.
And I thought at the time that some of the companies that were using it were actually using it as a repository.
Right.
They would put files out to be moved to other companies, but they would leave them there in case that other company wanted to get it a second time.
Right, lazy IT guys.
Right. Now, at this point, I do not think that was the case because I haven't really heard anybody saying that that's what was done.
No.
And at this point, it would have been exposed if it were, I'm sure. And the only thing that I can think of is that the data was being cached on MoveIt's machines, whether in their cloud or in their on-premise servers.
Right. That's where they got the data from
you know,
MoveIt
data,
transfer servers.
The data was cached, and the cache didn't get cleaned up right away.
Right. Yeah. And that's an aspect of IT that happens all the time.
Oh yeah,
guys like us will use tools to move stuff, and then we leave copies in places that, you know, you're like, oh, we'll try it again, and you forget you left the copy there. Why are we running out of space? Oh, you got a terabyte copy over there. So I'm not saying that we're not guilty as well as IT people, but this is ridiculous. And you know, these tools can have all the compliance standards that you want, but if you leave the data on the MoveIt server. Mm-hmm. And use the vulnerability to get in there.
And matter of fact, it may not even be that you purposely chose to leave the data there.
That's true. The software
you
itself may not.
You could have put it there. It got moved.
Right.
And from your point of view, that might not even be there. But if there's some kind of a cache in place, then it was still there.
Speaking of that, that's a story. Then that kind of comes up with the next story with Google and Incognito, right?
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about caches. This time we're going to talk about web caches.
Mm-hmm.
I have an article here about Google agreeing to settle a $5 billion, with a B as in boy,
yep.
lawsuit accusing it of tracking incognito users.
Right.
In Chrome. Mm-hmm. Now, you and I know what incognito means.
Yes,
in a browser
about it for a decade.
Or private browsing or whatever term the company uses to describe it.
Right.
What it means is that you open your browser, you do your browsing, you close the browser,
right,
and whatever you did
right
is eradicated from the computer, because anything that was cached, any cookies that were collected,
right,
any of that stuff instantly gets closed when that window gets closed.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that other things on the internet are not aware of what you did.
Right.
Including Google, because a lot of people use Google's service. They log into Chrome with it.
Right.
And they've got all of their favorites and history cached that way, mm-hmm, in Google's cloud. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, of course, even in incognito, that's happening, because right, that's the nature of the beast.
Right, and even in your companies, in your offices, where you were doing your work, surfing, yeah, along,
right,
assuming you were incognito, and surfing, uh-huh, and the IT knows where you went.
Yes, they know where you went because they have access to other things outside of the computer.
Right, they're going to use DNS to figure out where you went.
Right.
So,
matter of fact, they have access to things on the computer that are not the browser.
Right.
So
basically, incognito mode really was just to avoid embarrassment of the second person using your computer if you happen to be a 15-year-old boy. that's all it was used for. So they're going to pay a $5 billion fine.
Yeah, $5 billion.
Wow.
And not one penny of it is actually going to
an attorney?
Customers.
No. Oh, no. They're all going to attorneys?
Well, I'm not entirely sure.
Is it going to the FTC? Is it going to our...
Well, let's
our pockets,
see here.
Our government's pockets?
They are. Where is the money going to? Mm. Well, oh, not all the details have been made public.
Ah, it's incognito. Sorry. That was too
You're
easy.
You're killing me.
It's too easy. All right. So, well, we'll see what happens with that. That $5 billion is going to come somewhere. But incognito mode has always been kind of. We've always joked about it. It's like,
yeah,
what do you think you're hiding? You're not hiding anything.
Yeah.
And good. I'm glad they got nailed. I mean, it's going to be just kind of like autopilot, right? I mean, Tesla's going to get nailed.
Autopilot isn't really autopilot.
Yeah, it's the same idea. So it is what it is. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. Four lines wide open for you guys. Dennis is back from vacation. Got to give him something to do. 860-522-9842 is the number. Four lines wide open. We'll be right back.
From the Carter Mario Injury Lawyer Studios, visit GetCarter.com. That's GetCarter.com. This is Computer Talk with Tab.
And since we've no place to go,
just when you think Christmas is over, we are back and waiting for you guys. We have four lines of wide open lines. Feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. And we started to post those articles that we talked about earlier this morning, as we always do. Mm-hmm. So you do not need to go figure out or Google. Well, you can Google stuff and find out about them. If you type in move it breach, you're going to realize your data has been compromised too. But you know, you can find this stuff right there at computertalkwithtab.com. And Mike is also posting over the Computer Talk with Tab Listener Network Facebook page. So you can join that. It's a private group. You can join it and also participate in questions amongst each other. It's kind of like bringing back the old forums. We had a forum technology we used years and years ago. And it kind of allows you guys to help each other, too, with your technology problems. So you can join the group there. It's no cost. It's there. So as wait for your calls, as you're going out and getting milk and bread, what else do you want to talk about, Dennis?
Oh, I'd like to talk about something that Microsoft did that they then undid and then had to redo.
Oh, boy. What did they do?
Well, there was a vulnerability in a service that was introduced in Windows 10 and 11,
mm-hmm,
which allows a program to be installed directly over the internet.
Yep.
And it's part of the engine that drives Microsoft Store apps that get installed on your computer.
Okay.
Also, third parties can make use of it, right, especially companies that write their own software and need to deploy it.
Mm-hmm.
They can use this particular protocol to do that.
All right.
Well, there's a vulnerability in it, and it was causing, escalated tasks to be run and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they patched it.
Nice.
They patched it in December 2021.
Beautiful.
You know,
well done, Microsoft. Care of it.
It's all done. You know,
finished,
you know,
business.
You're finished.
Yeah.
Well, somehow that vulnerability crept back in.
Well, that's unusual.
In April of 23.
So they patched it in 21.
Yes.
And then it comes back. Back in 23. Now, how could that possibly happen there, Dennis? I just wonder.
I wonder if it's what computer people call a reversion, where they were in the process of generating updates for Windows.
Mm-hmm.
They managed to get an older version of some piece of code, and that vulnerability wound up getting reintroduced. Well, they just patched it again.
Right.
And...
yeah.
In addition to patching the vulnerability, it looks like they may actually disable this particular feature by default.
Oh. So it's unusable.
I mean, if you're one of the, you know, enterprise companies that I was mentioning that might deploy apps this way, you would be able to turn it back on using a policy or something like that. And I'm sure that individuals could find a way to turn it on.
That's interesting, though, that they would patch it again and then turn it off by default. I wonder if they're
wondering. Yeah, because I think they're worried that it's going to get back in somehow.
Yeah.
And that tells me they might not even understand what happened that got it back in.
Right. Well, I can tell you. I mean, if you look at the Heffernan vulnerability with Exchange servers that went back from Exchange, you know, 2010 all the way up to the current exchanges, they just retread the same software over and over again. That's how they program. It's how they seem to go to market. And it's not a shock to me that this has happened. The issue that it should be a shock to you, though, not you personally, Dennis, but you the folks out there on Radio Land, in that you can't trust this software. You can't, and that's an issue. I mean, we just talked about MOVEit. You can't trust that. They've got all the security in the planet, but you can't trust it.
Right.
So, you know, you're one update away from having your entire, all your data breached, and out there and the bad guys in Uzbekistan are going to go ahead and drain your bank account. You got to go to pen and pencil, paper and pencil, paper and pen. Ah, if I could speak this morning, like Jimmy Carter. That was his solution to any kind of breaches.
Oh, it works.
It works. So we're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Four lines still wide open. You guys are all out there prepping for the storm. You're getting your snow shovels. You're getting your milk and your bread. You're gassing up your vehicles. Feel free to get online. I think we're going to survive the storm. I'm going to predict that. So we're here to help you out if you want to survive your computer. 860-522-9842 is the number. And everything's been posted over at computertalkwithtab.com. It's the name of the show.com. It also works. We'll be right back.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Better than rain,
but causes such pain.
The rain you can't control. when the pipes begin to freeze.
I've never heard this song before in my entire life. This is Computer Talk with Tab.
Yeah, new one to me too.
Yeah, I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And Dennis is one of the employee owners at Tab. Comes in and helps me out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. And we are here till 11, and you guys are joining us, which is great, on the phone lines. Feel free to get online, 860-522-9842, and we'll do our best to help you out with your computer problems, comments, and questions, and concerns. So let's go on to Scott first in Bloomfield and see what he's got cooking. What's up, Scott?
Morning, guys.
Morning.
I'm not much of a technical person.
Mm-hmm.
So I was shocked when I heard you talking about WellTalk. Was it WellTalk?
Yeah, WellTalk. Yep.
I got a letter this week as well from a major health organization in the greater New Haven area.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's them.
And I had a couple questions because I didn't quite catch everything you said, so I hope I'm not being redundant here. But
no, go ahead.
What was your fear about, or you had concern about Expedia?
Experian. So Experian is going to provide credit monitoring for you. But if you go ahead and do a lookup on Experian data breaches, they just constantly seem to have their own.
They've had at least three major ones that I can recall over the past, 10 years or so?
Brian Krebs on Krebs on Security has huge articles explaining Experian's constantly being hacked. So it's like, oh, thanks for giving us credit monitoring from this type of company. It just is, it's almost an insult after your injury. So you can go ahead and take it if you want, for whatever it's worth. But, you know, it's just sad, you know, that we're dealing with
maybe
this type of thing.
Maybe the $1 million theft policy. Although, you know, I was thinking maybe they never pay on it anyway, but I don't know how that really works, but.
Right. They'll blame you. They'll blame you for the any kind of breach that occurs, right? And this is our medical data, right? I mean, you had a procedure, obviously, that occurred. And now our medical data, your medical data is out there, and possibly your social security number, possibly other PII that shouldn't be out there. And there's supposed to be HIPAA laws that are supposed to prevent all this, and there's supposed to be some pretty serious ramifications for this occurring. Now you got it from WellTalk, right? The letter, that's what I got from WellTalk, not from the New Haven healthcare system, right?
Right, which was amazing to me. It didn't occur to me that it should have come from the organization, but my wife caught me filling out the forms.
Yeah,
said, "How do you know it's from anybody? How do you know it's real?"
She's right.
Excellent question.
Yeah.
It should have been the organization that you did business with,
right?
That should have said there was a problem, and X company is going to be getting a hold of you about it.
I'm sure,
and then get the notice from WellTalk.
I'm sure Blumenthal's on it right now, and William Tong. I'm sure they're on it, and they'll take care of it. I mean, of course, that's what they're going to do.
Look, if I call a press conference and have a camera there, he'll be there.
He'll be there. Yeah, but she's right to be. You know, I don't know who WellTalk was. I didn't know who WellTalk was at all. We just knew we had a procedure done around that time frame. So. Yeah, it could even be its own fish, even though it's not. Right. It's true. But you would think the organization that you actually had the procedure done in would actually do this. It would actually have their incident response. And this is actually part of an incident response plan they're supposed to have because they, guess what, had an incident. Now, they didn't have the incident. The vendor that they're using had the incident, but technically they had the incident.
Right.
And this obfuscating – their responsibility of the incident is a little disheartening that they would do that, and we'd have to figure out as consumers who the heck WellTalk is. I didn't sign up for any WellTalk, whatever they are, they did. So there should be some sort of requirement that says, "Hey, we're the institution are the ones that are responsible for this," but they're not talking about it. I don't even think they referenced the healthcare institution. Did they? I don't remember seeing it.
I believe they did.
Good.
I believe they did.
That's good.
WellTalk, it sounds like a program on WTIC, doesn't it?
It does.
Some sort of talk. Computer Talk was the first talk. Then it all came after that.
There's WellTalk and Pet Talk and Law Talk.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, well, thanks for addressing it, and a great show. Appreciate it very much.
All right, Scott, good luck with it. Let me know how it turns out for you.
Thanks.
All right.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Yeah, so our information's out there thanks to a product called MoveIt that you didn't have any participation in, and a tool called WellTalk that you never signed up for.
And then and then they're going to help you out by signing, by allowing you to sign up for the experience of all companies. Are you serious?
We're in trouble. Let's go to Carol in Windsor next. What's happening, Carol?
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
I have an all-in-one HP desktop, which I loved because it was simplified. You know, it didn't take up a lot of space, but it's very, very slow now, and they said that they really can't, you know, do anything to help speed it up or anything. So I'm looking to get another desktop, but wondering if I should just go with a regular tower desktop. Because, and I was just looking up in the systems to see like what I am using. It looks like this was only 930 gigabyte,
okay,
but I'm not even using, you know, like a fifth of that. That's right. Just storage, right?
Yeah. Operating system and storage. Yep.
Yeah. So what I need is speed, right?
Well, just how old is this machine, just so I have an idea?
I'm thinking it probably is 8 years old.
Okay. Not much. Yeah, they're right. Whoever they are, the upgrading it is makes no sense of it.
Yeah, if you got 8 years out of an all-in-one, you did pretty good.
Yeah.
Really good.
So what you want to look for going forward, you want to look at for 13th gen or better CPUs.
All right. Okay.
That's the latest. Those are the latest generation CPUs by Intel.
Okay.
So 13th gen or better, and i5 or better. So it could be i5, i7, i9, but all that seems a little crazy. i5 is probably plenty.
Yeah, I would think so.
And 16 gigs of RAM or more. It's up to you.
Okay.
And then solid-state hard drive. And again, the 960 solid-state hard drive would be fine.
Yeah, a lot of computers will come with still with half terabyte solid-state, but it doesn't sound like you're taking up even anywhere near that much, so that should be enough for you.
Right.
Right. I mean, we just use it for general household. Sometimes I was remoting into work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I do have photos, lots of photos, but it's not too crazy. And it's not like I have a lot of documents, you know. Right.
How are you backing up your photos?
Excuse me?
How are you backing up your photos?
I do have an external hard drive.
All right. Is it connected to it all the time?
You know, I probably need to check and see. I think it is.
Well, there's a risk there.
I haven't, like, checked all the time, but I think it is because I went in to look for, I was looking for pictures that somehow disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, and so I didn't even find them on the external, but.
Right. So the issue with having a drive connected all the time is that when your machine gets ransomed for some silly reason, like you click on an email you shouldn't or what have you, the external drive will get ransomed too, meaning your backup is going to be ransomed.
Okay.
So you effectively would have no backup. So what we would rather you do is buy a couple of external hard drives and swap them, an A and a B, minimally. Now Microsoft will tell you, hey, use our OneDrive technology. Well, that synchronization can cause issues too.
Yeah,
and they're trying to figure out ways to bill you for it. Keep that in mind when you're buying this computer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe
that almost seems like overkill to me to have two external hard drives.
Yeah, so and I hear you, and you can't be too backed up if you care about your pictures or you care about your data.
Yeah.
So basically, you'd have an A and a B in case A fails.
Okay.
So. If minimally what you'll do for me is back it up and disconnect it, that's good.
Right. Okay. So the whole terabyte thing,
mm-hmm.
is 1 terabyte still like too much of what I would need? And what's the next one below that?
Like Dennis said, half terabyte.
Half terabyte would be the next step below that. But right now, most computers are being sold with either the half or the 1 terabyte drives, SSDs. And that's become the standard. And based on what you said, I think either one of them will suit you.
Yep.
Okay.
Solid state. And
are they all coming with Windows 11 now?
Yes.
Or?
Yep.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Soon to be 12.
Yeah. At some unknown date, it will be Windows 12.
Nope. We lose her?
Oh, is she there?
We lost her. She dropped
out. Oh, no.
So, yep, Windows 11. Sorry we lost you, Carol, there. I'm not sure what happened, but looks like you have something to do during the snowstorm. You can do some research and see which way you want to go. I'd tell you to look at HP, the Envy line of systems, and go from there. We're going to step out for a quick break to get to more of your calls. 860-522-9842 is the number. We'll be right back.
Feel a chill in the air. Think it's time to break out my sweater. I'm moving closer to you.
And we are back. Feel free to get online, guys. There's a couple lines open for you. 860-522-9842. Actually, all four lines are open. So we went from when Marco was here, all the calls. Dennis comes back, and you guys decide not to call. This must be you, Dennis. I don't know.
Oh, I'm hurt. What's going on out there? Okay. Sorry.
They're all getting.
Just kidding.
They're all prepping for the storm.
Yeah, you guys are all scrambling for last-minute needs.
So as we wait for your calls, we'll talk a little bit about crypto. Did you have the crypto story there?
This when I saw this story, it just blew me away. I was laughing for a long time. There is a crypto hedge fund and proposed software service called Hyperverse.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah. I want to invest right now. Should I?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Now, this Hyperverse was promoted by all kinds of notable people, including Steve Wozniak,
the
co-founder Apple, the Woz.
Oh my goodness!
Can you imagine the Woz was behind?
If
this
he's
thing?
Behind it, I'm behind it. I mean, what could go wrong?
And it's going to change the universe, right?
Yeah,
or multiple universes because it's some kind of virtual reality thing in addition to being a crypto hedge fund.
Wow, they're killing two birds.
It turns out that its CEO,
does
not appear to exist.
Really? He looks quite handsome to me.
Well, there's pictures of him. I guess they did a short promotional video that includes him. His name is Stephen Reese Lewis.
Yes, they actually had the three names. Yes, makes it even more legit.
And The Guardian over in the UK tried to find out who this guy was and where he came from and what he did.
Oh, a little actual journalism?
Yeah, they did a little investigative journalism. And what they turned up was Bupkis.
Yeah, he doesn't exist.
The guy doesn't exist. Everywhere they went to check a reference or anything, nope, we don't know who that is. So what you've got here is vaporware software that doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
You've got crypto...
Which
is fake money and doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
And a company that runs it all that's led by a CEO that doesn't exist. Yeah. I can't make this up.
No.
This is a Hollywood script.
Is it? I don't know. Chuck Norris also endorsed this, as well as Lance Bass. So it's too funny. Again, the idea of crypto, guys, is, again, if this is the thing that turns out to be real, I'll eat my shorts, I guess. I don't think I have to worry. I mean, yes, right now it's gone up in value because, again, last fool theory.
Right.
Those of you who are putting your money in are not going to be the ones getting it out. Or greater fool theory, I should say. Continue to do it all you want. The snag we have here is that if our government does allow for the EFT, that's considered right now some sort of exchange-traded ETF, I should say, ETF on crypto, then all of a sudden it's going to give it legitimacy. The moment that happens, if it does happen, and if these lawmakers allow it to happen, we're in, I think, huge trouble. Then all of a sudden there's going to be a rush to this stuff. But is no, there's no intrinsic value in crypto. You know, it's there's an organization in Texas making more money by not mining because of the power deal they got from the power company than they are than they were mining it. If that's all you need to hear, it's not, it's nothing. It's crazy. I don't know what we're doing. And it drives us nuts because it causes all these breaches to be valuable because they get paid in what? Crypto.
Right. It's a way to for them to earn money that's not traceable.
Right.
And it's not really money, but it is a payoff for them.
Right. I mean if
and a reward for their criminality.
Right. If they couldn't convert it back to real dollars, then they could have all the crypto they wanted.
It
wouldn't bother me at all. If you wanted to say you had crypto and people wanted to accept your fake money without actually having converted it, then I'm good. But my goodness, what a mess. Let's go on to your calls. We're going to go to Barney out there in Middlesex County. He's in the whole county. What's going on there, Barney?
Good morning. I'd like to weigh in on the well-talk data breach letter.
By all means.
From the Big Blue folks down in New Haven.
Yeah.
And, you know, a couple things. It is distressing that they were unwilling to send the letter in advance. You know, certainly the concept of phishing crosses your mind when you get a letter such as this, when you've heard nothing from the actual vendor.
Right.
And, you know, I'm happy to identify who they are if that's not adverse to you guys.
It doesn't matter if who we identify who they are. The issue is the breach, right, and how they're handling it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And one of the things that's interesting to me is that somehow they have my name and my address at WellTalk, right?
Right.
And so I am also very curious as to whether that came from the information that they had stored on behalf of the New Haven healthcare provider, or if they had actually gotten in contact with the healthcare provider and the healthcare provider had provided that information to WellTalk.
That's a great question, right?
Yes, that is.
You know, is that a HIPAA violation for them to provide the name to you? But no, I suspect they have the name themselves. Yeah. They have your demographic information because I think that WellTalk system is some sort of CRM, patient management system.
It is. It's a patient management system that the New Haven company uses.
Yeah. So the Connecticut Mirror has a good story on it that we linked for folks to read.
Yes, I've seen it.
Yeah.
And, again, it's disheartening that there's been no willingness to take responsibility. Certainly, they hired the vendor to the point you folks made before.
Right.
And,
exactly.
You know, and I certainly agree with your folks' opinion that you can't assume that any of the information is safe.
Not anymore, Ronnie.
Nope.
We're hitting a hard break here, but is there anything else you want to say?
No, appreciate you guys bringing this to light today. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you. We'll be right back.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.